the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, I'm riding a little mini heater on the NBA. We're going to get to some more of those selections on the hardwood a little bit later on in today's episode. We'll get some hockey picks as well for Lundy. A little bit of a roller coaster ride for him. But we still need to focus on the NFL because the draft is over. It is in the books, and now all the wild speculation can begin when the rookies will actually be inserted in the starting lineup, and you can bet on it. Of course you can. Right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, and my Chicago Bears, euphorically and enthusiastically for yours truly, traded up to acquire the services of one Justin Fields. Now, any sensible coach, after you gave up, you know, some additional draft capital to secure the services of your future franchise cornerstone, would likely immediately throw him into the mix and say, you know what, this guy's going to be our starter from day one. The hell with the red rifle, because all he does is fire blanks anyway. You know, that's what Jacksonville's doing with Trevor Lawrence. That's what the Jets are doing with Zach Wilson. Why won't my Bears do it with Justin Fields? Well, maybe they'll come to their senses. If you believe they will, you can wager on that right now. So DraftKings has odds. Who will be the week one starter for my beloved Bears? Andy Dalton right now is the leader in odds in that category, according to DraftKings Sportsbook. But Justin Fields as at plus 160, Lundy. Andy Dalton currently fetching a minus 167 number, and Foles at plus 900. When the dust settles on this, once training camp opens, this is going to be no contest. It's going to be Justin Fields. It downright and it damn well better be, or I'm going to start picketing outside of Matt Nagy's house in the greater Chicagoland area. So a plus 160, I'll get seduced by the juice on that one. Not so much for Nick Foles, who, by the way, you can wager on at plus 900. But are you feeling me on Fields, or you think it's going to be Andy Dalton and his flaming red hair at the controls week one?
I'll go with you on Fields with this one. Let me throw a couple other fun ones at you, Brad. How about San Francisco with Trey Lance? I get it. Jimmy G's still there looking stylish and all the ladies love him. But Trey Lance to be the week one starter, Brad, how about a plus 300? You might be able to talk me into a little seduced by the juice with that one. And my favorite, right now, as you and I sit here in the Mile High City, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, sir.
To play the first team for him to play one snap in the 2021 season. Green Bay, a minus 150. Denver, plus 175.
Hell yeah!
And if the Raiders want to back up one of those Sin City Brinks trucks, they're at plus 600.
Wow.
For that to be where Aaron Rodgers winds up. So all kinds of fun off-season specials right now at DK.
Yeah, just to add a little extra twist to that Aaron Rodgers take, Rob Domofsky, who writes for the ESPN.com and covers the Green Bay Packers, said it was a 5% chance, that Rodgers will return to Green Bay. And it's minus odds right now? Yeah, I'll take my chances on the plus 175
right,
that Rodgers winds up in Denver, who, by the way, he told Rich Eisen, he kind of likes the Mile High City. Kind of likes it.
Yeah, if you're a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers who has watched your team repeatedly not draft you any weapons, and then you look over at what John Elway / George Payton have done in the draft over the last couple of years. Let me see. I got Cortland Sutton. I got Jerry Judy. I got Noah Fant.
J.J. Hamler.
I got Hamler. I got all kinds of weapons around me, and I've got a pretty good defense. So I can imagine why Denver would be appealing to Aaron Rodgers. The real question is Denver willing to give up the farm to get him? I would, but hey, it's not my team.
Hey, make it happen, George Payton. because we want to score some cash money at DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, the hits literally keep on coming from one boxing event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation. And this weekend is no different with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the ring Saturday night. And there is no better place to get in all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users a shot at turning $1 into $55. And to celebrate this weekend's huge event, DK Sportsbook is offering new users the opportunity to get 55-1 odds on either main event fighter to win this weekend's fight. That's right, just bet $1, and if the fighter of your choice wins, you cash 55. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $55 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all-out new users a special offer by offering them the chance to win $55 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Taco Tuesday, fish actually sounds kind of good right now on a tortilla. Let's get to it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy. Hopefully you didn't get high-sticked and thrown into the penalty box yesterday with your picks. Give me a quick recap and give me your first selection on the ice.
Well, we got a little hosed up about the Pittsburgh Penguins, which we'll talk about here in a moment. Featured picks on the pod yesterday, 1-1. We nailed it with the Florida Panthers down there at America's Wang, taking care of things against Dallas. Pittsburgh, however, Philadelphia dropped 7 on them, and Pittsburgh looked like a deer in the headlights. So we'll talk about the Pens here in a moment. But overall, there were 14 games on the schedule yesterday. My picks went 7-4. I finished up 4 units, so I'll take that all day long, even though Pittsburgh did hose us up, especially on that odds boost that DraftKings was giving us. But we get back on the ice, and we hope it's not too thin for tonight. And speaking of thin ice, yes, I'm going back to the well with those Penguins and Sidney Crosby. I said you couldn't keep him down. He did manage to get a goal last night. And if you think he's going to do it again tonight, by the way, there's an odds boost tied to Sidney Crosby at DK. But I think Pittsburgh takes care of Philadelphia because of their loss yesterday and what happened with the Washington Capitals. The Caps and the Pens are now tied at the top of the East. And so something's got to give, because one of those two teams is going to wind up with home ice to be able to start off the playoffs. I think Pittsburgh knows that their back is against the wall. So all 5 games on the NHL docket tonight are back-to-backs from last night, identical matchups. And I think Pittsburgh takes care of Philly, but I'm going to bring that juice down, because I'm going to say the Pens do it in regulation. No overtime necessary. That brings the juice down on the money line to a minus 110, and I can feel good about that with Sid the Kid and the crew now feeling the pressure of trying to get that number one spot in the East. Take them on the regulation money line against the Flyers.
Make some cash with those happy feet.
Number 4.
All right, sticking with the NHL, pick numero dos. What is it?
Let's pair together a couple of heavy favorite money lines to get us some positive juice. Boston and New Jersey. The Bruins shut out the Devils last night, 3-0. I think they take care of business against the Devils yet again tonight. We're going to pair that money line with the Carolina Hurricanes taking on your not-so-beloved Chicago Blackhawks. Again, Carolina took care of Chicago last night. 5-2 was the final. Carolina, by the way, has won 4 in a row when playing on a back-to-back. Chicago, the exact opposite. They have lost 4 in a row when playing on the back-to-back. So I'm going to follow the trend here. Pair Boston and Carolina together on the money line. Turn that into a plus 102 to get us on the positive side and hopefully go 2-0 tonight.
Bet against the Blackhawks? Yeah, that's a moneymaker.
Number 3.
All right, it's time for MonkeyKnifeFight.com. MonkeyKnifeFight player prop of the day in the NBA, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there and have an MKF in good time unlike any other. It is a DFS game unlike any other as well. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props. Put them in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you cash in the over, the under, the more or less, the more money you stuff in your pockets. and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you fire it off as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Party hard! Party on down tonight with MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And the NBA has been very kind to your boy here, Lundy, and I am going to go to a Charlotte Hornet tonight, and I don't believe I have dipped my toes in the Charlotte waters any time this season, but I like Terry Rozier to go over 4.5 rebounds against the Detroit Pistons, who have been rather underwhelming this season. If you also want to wager on this at DraftKings Sportsbook, by the way, it gets seduced by that juice. It's plus 106 on the over. Rozier has had 5 boards or more in a game in 9 of his last 12 contests. Since April 1st, he's averaging 4.9 rebounds per game, and he just faced the Pistons last week. On 5-1, he had 7 rebounds against this team. Detroit is number 15 in the NBA in opponent defensive rebounding percentage, number 18 in opponent total rebounds per game, according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool. This is the 5th best matchup for a rebounder in the association. So fade or follow Terry Rozier over 4.5 rebounds against the Pistons.
Please, it's Detroit. I mean, come on. There are some things that you just kind of roll with based on the hot player, a hot hand, somebody that you're like, yeah, I'm going to make this one happen. And then there are some times where you look down the sideline there past the scorer's table and you see the opponent on the other bench and you go, oh, yeah, I like this one. Because he just did it 3 days ago and because it is Detroit, who is forgiving, especially on the boards, yes, I'm going to follow on this one. Plus, on a positive juice, heck yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, roll with Rozier.
Number 2.
All right, sticking in the NBA and hopefully going to add some more flame to the heater that I'm riding right now. How about Lu Dort? Over 2.5 made triples against the Sacramento Kings. Oh, the theme of the pod today. We're getting seduced by the juice again at plus 118. On that over, Lundy. Dort has done this in 5 of his last 7 contests. He has chucked at least 7 threes. Hasn't made all of them, but he's chucked at least 7 threes in 7 straight games of the season, netting 34.7% from way downtown. And you look at Sacramento, they are very thin in that backcourt right now, as not only is De'Aaron Fox out, but Tyrese Halliburton is unavailable for tonight's game. So DeLon Wright is going to have to play a boatload of minutes, hopefully going to leave Dort open along the perimeter for some of those wide open trays that he can, you know, fingers and toes crossed, knock down with a high frequency, which odds are strong he's going to do that, as the Kings not exactly defending the arc. Number 29, that's second to last in the NBA, and 3-point percentage D, giving up 38.5%. They're also allowing 12.6 made triples per contest this year. So again, Lu Dort, you got to throw that dart on him. Plus 118 on the over, made triples, fade or follow.
You and your seductions.
Ooh,
today,
yeah,
here on a Taco Tuesday. Yeah, I'll roll with you on this one, but I think he's going to have to knock down the first 2 to get us up over the 2.5. I think he's going to have to do it during the first half, because I'd be a little concerned that maybe this game could get ugly. You know, just kind of one of those where Thunder stretch it out and then all of a sudden they're not popping threes. We'll see what happens. I like Dort to be able to knock it down, though, because you talked about the attempts, right? Follow the volume. And yes, as you said, he's not always making them. Looking back a week and a half ago against the Wizards, he went 1 for 7. But he is chucking them up there, and you got to follow the odds. Hope that he gets it done for you and gets up over the 3, but I'll take it just because of the seduction of the juice. It's like when you put the full display of chips and salsa in front of me. Oh yeah, I'm seduced. Forget an entree. I'm just going to sit here and snack.
Absolutely. Dip that chip, baby, with Lugans Dort.
Number 1.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. Again, a sport that has owned my ass, Lundy, the last several days, and I felt good about my pick yesterday, and then Mother Nature had a different play in her hand as the Cubs and Dodgers game was washed out. Oh, just real quick, Lundy, if you're listening to this podcast early, take the over in Clayton Kershaw K's plus 111 right now, DraftKings Sportsbook, on the over 7.5 against my Cubbies in game 1 of today's doubleheader. But let's go to the Philadelphia Phillies contest against the Milwaukee Brewers. And I love me the over on Aaron Nola. 7.5 punch outs in this game. Now, Nola's only gone over this number once in 6 starts so far this season. He had 10 strikeouts against the St. Louis Cardinals, but he's projected to have 8 Ks in this contest. I think he's going to be in that 8 to 10 range. Why? Well, the Brewers, they swing and a miss quite often. Number 3 in Major League Baseball in total K rate, striking out at a 27.5% clip. Now, Nola this season has relied less on the sinker and more on his fastball. The swinging strike rate, not as high as it was last year, but still above his career average. His career average, 11.1%. So far this season at 11.9%. So given the plus matchup, yes, I know the trend is saying go the other direction, but I think it's 8 or more Ks tonight under the lights for Nola against the Brew Crew. Fader, follow.
First of all, can we talk about the fact that his last name is Nola and he's from Baton Rouge? I mean, tell me this guy hasn't partied on Bourbon Street a few hundred times.
Yeah, no doubt.
Speaking of partying on Bourbon Street, sorry, my friend, I'm going to be toasting down there while you are making your bet on Nola. I'm going to fade you on this one. I think he comes in under this number. You talked about the 10 strikeouts he had against the Cardinals, but he had to do a complete game to be able to get there. That's right. He did all 9 innings to be able to get to that spot, and I just don't think that he is going to get up over 7.5, even against a team that likes to swing and miss like Milwaukee does. I think he tucks just under this number. I feel like he notches 7 as he did in his last outing against the Cardinals and just comes in underneath this number. So while you're throwing down some Taco Tuesday tequila, I think I will stay away from Mr. Nola.
Oh, I think that extra little spice is going to push him just over the top, Lundy. It's going to be tight. It's going to be tight, but I'm feeling good, baby. I'm feeling good. All right. To make everybody else feel good, as we always do at the end of the podcast, let's work in some bonus time. What else do you like tonight?
We're going to do kind of an interesting one here. I'm going to talk about the totals in 2 of the games. I told you that all 5 of the hockey games tonight are rematches from last night. So everybody is on a back-to-back. But let's talk about the totals. I'm actually going to alt-line the total in the Boston and New Jersey. I'm going to take under 6.5 goals in that one. They were comfortably under it last night. Always a little bit nervous on the back-to-back because of the goaltending play. So I'm going to tease that one up, get it up to under 6.5 goals. And then Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to alt line it to an over 5.5 goals. If you put those two together on a two-leg parlay, it's a plus 156.
Oh, baby, I like. Daddy like a lot. All right, I got 3 additional bonus times here.
Love it.
I'm going to go rapid fire style. Lonzo Ball, cash money yesterday. Let's run it back, baby. I'm going to take the over on 6.5 rebounds against the same opponent, the Golden State Warriors. Again, seduced by the juice, Lundy, at plus 110. Ball's been over this number in 5 straight. And again, the Warriors dead last in the NBA in opponent defensive rebounding percentage. Elsewhere, Major League Baseball, Arizona under 3.5 runs against Miami and Sandy Alcantara, who's been money in the bank for the Marlins so far this season. He has allowed 2 earned runs or fewer in 5 of 6 starts this year. Miami has one of the better pens in Major League Baseball, giving up an ERA of 3.71. Yeah, Arizona's number 6 in total OPS, but I don't think they get to 4 runs at minus 122 in the under. I'll pay the extra juice there. And this one is not yet posted yet, but I think Mark Canna of the Oakland A's is going to score a run tonight. Whatever it is, I love it. He's been batting leadoff. Ridiculous OBP, ridiculous OPS so far this season. He's hit safely in 6 of his last 7 games, and it's Anthony Kay on the bump for the Toronto Blue Jays, a converted reliever who has been shelled in 3 career starts, including his last turn against Kansas City, in which he only went 3 1/3 innings pitch, gave up 4 earned runs. So then Canna will hit foot on home plate. And there you go. That is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really helps out our show tremendously. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score a sweet subscription discount today. And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.